Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Listen.
Kids Rush Radio. Kids Rush Radio.
Hey, good evening out there. How you doing? This is Chance Rush, April the 17th, 9 p.m. out in Oklahoma. I am in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. I had the privilege to come out here and do the Generation Indigenous, promoted the White House initiative on the Gen I Challenge. I want to thank USDA. I want to thank ANA, Lillian Sparks with ANA, Stacey Eckelfee with HHS, Liz Carr, everybody else for the opportunity to come out here and host the awesome, wonderful event. Special shout out to the Native NIGA, National Gaming Association, for sponsoring the lunches. And I want to thank Salt River for hosting the Gen I event. It was a privilege to come out here. That took place yesterday. Have the day off, but tomorrow I'm heading up to Mountain Village, Alaska, which is far west Alaska. I'll be spending the next 4 days up there before making my way back home. So just very grateful and thankful for the opportunity that the good Lord has allowed me to come out here and work with a lot of the tribes out here at the Gen I Challenge, and then heading up to Montana. Want to give a big shout out to Bird Inc. Special thanks to Lori Bird for sponsoring this program this year. I just want to wish you the very best. If you guys are interested in what Bird Inc. is, check out birdindustriesinc.com. 100% Indian-owned company. I also want to give a very special thank you to my golf buddies today. I went out to Foothills, played around the golf. They did a great job. I did not shoot the ball too well. So big shout-out to John Mosley, Josh Sell, my man Frank, for giving me the opportunity to play around the golf with you. Also, we have a full schedule here. We have a great show, and it's important that we talk about how to be a tribal figure and advocate. You know, I get phone calls all the time of, hey, Chance, I want to do what you do. You know, what can I do? How do I get started? You know, if you ever need a speaker, let me know. Let me tell you something. This job is a blessing. It's awesome. It's unexplainable. I'm not going to lie to you. I am living a dream, and I'm so grateful and thankful for it. And you know what? Getting an education was important. My mission is important. You know, knowing people is important. But the reason I get this opportunity is because, you know, the simple fact of being obedient and being willing and standing up for what you believe in. That's what's going to open so many doors for you, just like this weekend, just like this week ahead of me, just like this upcoming spring tour, this upcoming summer tour, the opportunity to work with some dynamic people like MC1, go into some really awesome communities. This will be my very first time going back. I haven't been in Alaska in a while, but it's be my very first time going to Mountain Village, and I want to thank Shirley Couchy for giving me the opportunity to come up and work with your students. So that's some of the stuff we have going on, this week. I just want to give a shout out to my wife and my family back home for, just holding it down while I'm out here on the road like this. So tonight's show, the experience of a tribal advocate and public speaker is a very special responsibility and a discipline. It's so important to understand how much balance plays and the commitment it takes to develop a solid and honest message. If you're feeling a vibe about how you want to make a difference, I would like to invite you to tune in right now. Here's the thing, and the reason why I got this, I was influenced to do this show here was I had the privilege with Leandro Nez to speak at the 7th Generation Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was brought to you by various tribes as well as the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health. And Leandro Nez, the liaison for the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health, gave me the opportunity to speak at a conference just about what sobriety has done for me. And I didn't really go into too much of a message of, you know, being sober. I promote it. I live an alcohol and drug-free life. I know people need to make their own decisions and own choices in life. But, you know, I would have to say that is one of the reasons why I get to do the things that I do today. I know that this journey is runs its course. I know that, you know, down the road, I may not be in demand such as I am today, but I'm going to ride this. I'm going to ride it till the wheels fall off, and I'm going to enjoy this ride, and I'm going to be able to talk about this, the opportunities that have been given me for years and years and years to come. I'm going to get to tell my grandchildren places I've got to go and people that I've got to meet and things that I've got to do, and you know, from public speaking to doing workshops to facilitating event, emceeing events, whatever it may be, I'm going to have that opportunity. It's a story that I wanted to create. And anyway, I was speaking at the 7th Generation Conference here in Tulsa. And, you know, when my talk was over, I had a lot of people come up and say, how did you get into doing what you're doing? I want to do that. I want to sign up. Well, that inspired me to come up with tonight's program. And I'm going to tell you something. I wish I could make it easy to just sell a how to become a motivational speaker packet. I would sell it for like three easy payments of $29.99, you know, or some kind of cool number like that. But, you know, you can't just do this overnight. It's not one of those things like, hey, you know, I'm going to be a speaker now. I mean, you feel the vibe, you'll feel the calling. But one thing that has helped me. It's just, like I said earlier, just being obedient and being willing and being faithful and in my message and what I want to deliver to the people. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about this evening. You know, first and foremost, you know, I'll just kind of shed some light on how I got started. And the reason why I bring up the 7th Generation Conference was because back in 2000, I went from being a full-time athlete to a social worker to what I'm doing today. As a social worker, I kind of more served as a youth counselor. You know, made about $9 an hour, which was, you know, pretty silly for someone, you know, with that, with a college degree and that type of responsibility. Someone who wasn't even they were my boss. They were in charge of me. You know, obviously the world of, you know, the world of family and, you know, whose family is who and whatnot, whatever it may be. And, you know, a lot of times I was ridiculed for some of the stuff that I wanted to do. I wanted to serve Indian youth all across the country and people laughed at me. And some of you guys are listening, you know, that probably kind of put me down and you know, you would always tell me that, you know, what are you doing? You don't even have a real job. You know, you need to join the real world and get a real job and do what real people want, you know, what real people are doing. And, you know, I tried that, you know, and if you're sitting there and you're not happy in your position, you're not happy doing what you do. And I've said this in past radio shows, then why are you wasting time? Why are you wasting your time? Why are you wasting the people who employ you's time? Why, and more importantly, why are you wasting clients that count on you, that depend on you? Why are you wasting their time? No one signed you up to be who you are today. You filled out the application. You asked to be hired. You sent in your resume. You did everything to look right to get this job. Now that you have the job, a little bit of time goes by. Now all of a sudden you're unhappy. You don't want to be in this. You know, you don't want to be in the position that you're in, whatever it may be. You know, if you have a creative mind, if you're driven, you're going to find yourself in a situation that you can deliver something that other people may not deliver. I was telling a group of students about 2 weeks ago, I had the privilege to come out here to Phoenix at the American Indian Business Leaders Summit, and I told a group of students from the University of Montana, who won, you know, one of the university chapter of the year. But I told those students, my advice to you is that if you're driven and you have a great idea, start your own business. Call your own shots. Set your own policies. Have your own standards. Be disciplined in the area that what you want to provide. And in that conversation, one of the students asked me, how did you get started in what you're doing? And I say this all the time. I'm not anybody famous. I don't even know if I want to be famous. I'm not anybody, you know, that's a public figure. I don't want to be a public figure. I want to be a servant of the Lord. I want to be an advocate for my tribal people. I want to make a difference in that capacity. If some people kind of view me as somebody, as a public figure, whatever it may be, you know, I'm appreciative of that. I think that's great. I think that's awesome. I had the privilege, my boy Tim Johnson with Native Edge down in San Carlos, he gave me the opportunity to travel to San Carlos and speak with alongside Jude and Shoni Schimmel, as well as their father, Rick. And that was awesome. I got to go down and spend time with the Duncan Hoop team. You know, Ken and Kevin, Tony wasn't there. Give a big shout out to Tony and his wife, Tony Duncan and his wife. They just had their little baby, and I think it was last night. So big shout out to you, brother Tony, you know, world champion hoop dancer. And, you know, that whole family. I got to go down and spend time with all of them in San Carlos. And that took place on the 8th, which was a little over a week ago. But, you know, when I was speaking with Shoni and Jude, this couple came up and asked me for my autograph. And I signed it, and they told me, hey, you know, to us, you're famous. That made me feel good, man. I mean, maybe I need to go speak with the Schimmels more often. But, you know, I never signed up to be a public figure. I never signed up to be somebody who wanted to be famous or whatnot. That's not who I want to be. That's not what I want to do. I have a calling and a duty to fulfill by my Creator, and the Creator is going to put me in some really awesome and amazing places. I will say tonight on my radio show that one of the biggest successes in my opportunity to travel throughout the United States doesn't, like I said, doesn't come from getting an education necessarily, but it comes from serving Him, paying attention to Him, honoring Him, being willing for Him. Now, in saying that, education is very important. There is not a student out there, there's not a young tribal leader out there that could ever say college isn't for you, because there are great tribal colleges all across the United States. And if you can't find one, if one's not in your community, then you know what? Go down the road. But get into school. Get into secondary education. Get your education. You have to get your education. It's not an Indian thing not to get educated. You have to go get an education. We have to be on the same playing field with any other race. We have to have a voice. We have to speak up. We have to be heard. We have to be effective. We cannot be effective if we're not keeping up modernly. The way that the world works is if you're qualified, if you're certified, if you're prepared, if you're presentable, you are going to have the opportunity. That is how the world operates. Now, granted, there is discrimination out there. If you look at our law firms, if you look at a lot of these companies, it's predominantly white. And it could be because they're white, but it also could be because they're certified, they're educated, they put themselves in a position to have that job. And we got to take our own leaders. We have to take our own people as examples. Billy Mills, educated. Howard Rayner, educated. You know, Andy Clifford, educated. Wilson Pipeston, educated. I mean, you name it, you go through it. I mean, you can go on Gina Timmer. Powerful attorney in Oklahoma City, educated. My wife, Tyler English, educated. A lot of people out there are educated, who are tribal. Twyla Baker Dimery, educated. Alan Dimery, my goodness, the list goes on and on. You know, Rusty Gillette, one of the best basketball players in Indian country. Greg Factor, got his master's degree. You know, I'm sorry if I'm missing, you know, you and who you are, what you do. Bunky Echohawk, I mean, you know, Superman, you know, all you guys like Superman, educated, MSU. We all have to play our part. We all have to be on that level. We all have to put ourselves in those positions. It's very, very important. The Schimmel sisters, they're educated. You know, Shoni is playing for Atlanta. And just recently, you know, Jude got called up by a WNBA team to go try out. Just got that text today. But, you know, I mean, you have to put yourself in that ballpark. You have to put yourself on that platform. You have to put yourself in that position. But at the end of the day, that's just one element of it. You have to know who you are. You have to know who your culture, you know, what your culture stands for. You got to be able to balance your professional side and your personal side, whatever it may be, you know. And where I'm going with all of this is that you have to decide what level of advocate do you want to be on. You want to be a small-time advocate? Do you want to be a nationwide advocate? Do you want to be an international advocate? That's all up to you. You create it. I've been doing this for 16 years, and I would love to be an advocate on the world level, on the international level. I would love to be an advocate on the tribal level. I would love to be an advocate on the mainstream level, and I believe that's what I'm doing. But I didn't get here because I knew somebody. I didn't get here because I ordered the motivational speaking packet online. I didn't get here because my daddy was friends with somebody. My mommy was friends with somebody. You know, two people that really inspire me, and I can say this on the air, and I can say this with, share this with all of you. Two people who have inspired me, and tonight, if I called either one of them up on the phone, they would sit there and they would have a long conversation with me, and they would care for me and my best interest. Two of my role models, not just because of their success, but because I reached out to them and I built relationships with them. Three of them, really, which is Patricia and Billy Mills. I can talk to them any day, any night. You know, I see them as family. I take their advice. Their advice means everything to me. You know, and the other one is Howard. You know, my brother, my uncle, Howard Rayner. I can call him up, and he would talk to me for hours. But let me tell you about both these individuals. I'm not here because I knew them. I'm here because I took their words, and I built who I am. I built Chance Rush. And if you're out there and you want to do this line of work, be who you are. Be proud of who you are. Take every ounce of service that you want to share with others and write it down. Because one of these days, you're going to put it out there. And people are going to call up on you, and people are going to want to reach out to you because of the individual that you are. So in saying that, I kind of just want to share this story with you. So at this Seventh Generation Conference, right there in the middle of this talk was a woman named Holly, who I don't know if she works for Potawatomi's or not, but I was just getting sick and tired of my job. I mean, I was working for the Potawatomi Nation, and I wasn't happy, you know. That's where I learned that people can just, you know, come into work anytime that they want, and they can also, you know, blab and you know, say things about you when you walk in a room. They're all nice and friendly, but that could be in any tribal complex. And you know, someone who was supposed to be like, you know, friends with me, my friends, they were the ones that were the biggest doubters in what I wanted to do. So I remember I went into my supervisor's office and I said, you know what, I'm done. I'm out of here. You know, I'm going to try something else. And I wasn't scared to want to be who I am today. And I certainly wasn't going to be part-time in building ChanceRush.com. I was going to go all out. I was going to be effective, and I was going to go become what I wanted to become. So I walked into this lady's office. Her name was Holly, and I said, do you build websites? And she said, yes. And I said, how much did you charge me for a website? So she gave me a number. The next day I came back and I gave her cash money for this website. And she said, you know, after hours is the only time that I can work on it. I took her phone number down. And I called that woman every day, almost every hour, making sure that my website was ready to go. And I only had a $1,000 budget, ladies and gentlemen, to build what I have going on today. So I took the other $500 and I bought a bunch of business cards and some pamphlets, and I went to this conference and I handed every single one of them out. Now it's called Facebook. Now it's called Twitter. Now it's called, you know, Blog Talk Radio, on how you can market yourself. But before, we had all this Wikipedia and all this, you know, we did it the old school way. We made pamphlets. We made letterheads. We made envelopes. We mailed out who we were, and it cost us 35 cents to mail it out. Saying that, you know, I went in that office and I said, I want to do this. This is who I want to become, you know. So she built that website for me. And you know what's crazy? I have not seen her in over 16 years. I ran into her this past Tuesday in Tulsa, and I got to share my story with her in there. In saying that, I get phone calls from different people who want to start doing what I'm doing. And my advice to you is this. Nobody is going to put you on. Nobody is going to get you on unless you're good. I mean, and when you show what you can provide, you're going to learn that you have to put your own self on. You know, I can't tell everybody, yeah, I'll put you on. Yeah, heck yeah, man, I'm going to make it happen. I've done that in the past. I've tried to do that with two young people who had the opportunity to make a living, you know, through music and through comedy. And, you know, I played my part with them. I can't get anybody on. I can't make anybody successful. So don't think like you can just call someone up and say, hey, I want to do what you do. Can you start booking me? Can you do this? Can you do that? I don't want to make this episode boring here. So let me just say this. If you have a substance, what you do, everybody has a substance, but it's up to you if you're going to use it or not. Some of you who are listening right now, you have a great idea, but you're sitting on your great idea, and you're always going to sit on your great idea because you're worried about being insecure. You're worried about not having the security to take care of your family, to take care of your needs, to take care of whatever. But it's just like anything else. If you want to become something, if you want to be an actor, you go become an actor. You're going to struggle. You're going to be told no. You're going to be told that you can't act. You know, the greatest actors in the world, they were told no once, but they stayed with it. Basketball players, you know, pro athletes, you know, musicians, you know, people who want to get into law school, they're going to be told no at some point in their life. They're going to be denied. They're going to be rejected. But that doesn't mean let's go back home. That means let's just find another way to get there. And you can't be who you really want to be part-time. You can't do it on the side. You can't say, hey, you know what? I've got this job that I don't like. I can't stand this job. I'm not happy here. I want to do this. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to be unhappy. I'm going to be, you know, miserable. And I'm going to devote all my attention to that. But who I really want to be, I'm going to put on the side and I'm going to grow like that. Guess what? It's not going to work. It's not going to happen. If you want to be the best at something, you have to invest everything into that. So when I take that $1,000 budget, the biggest part, the two things I'm always going to remember and take out of it is, number one, counting on Creator, counting on my God. The second thing is believing in it, believing that I'm going to get there, believing that I can get there. I had a friend once tell me one time, you know what, you need a real job. I got a real job. I got a real job. He just kept rubbing that in my face. The guy has to get up every morning at 8 o'clock, and he don't get off until 5. And I'm sure he does what he loves, and I'm sure he's happy, and I'm sure that he's excited that he gets to get up every single morning at 7 o'clock and go to work and come home at 6. And, you know, I'm sure he's happy about that because people are happy about what they're doing. I'm not saying that everybody should get their own job and be, you know, run their own company. You know, there's a lot of people that work for universities. There's a lot of people that work for great corporations. They love their job, and they wouldn't want to have it any other way. And I applaud them. And I think that is great. I think they worked hard to put themselves in that position. But just because somebody doesn't want to go down your road doesn't mean that you have the right to knock them. And let me tell you something. When you decide to become what you want to become and do what you want to do and call your own shots, don't think for a minute that you're going to just get somebody, you know, that you're only going to get people who are going to support you. There are going to be so many people who are going to be against you. There are going to be so many people who are going to put you down. So I remember, go get a real job. Go get a real job. Well, I have a real job, and it is real. It may not be an 8-to-5, but it is real. It's happy. Sometimes I'm in situations where I'm sad. Sometimes I'm in situations where I'm mad. Sometimes I wake up and I say, I deserve to be here because I worked hard and I followed the guidelines to be here. There's days that I wake up and I can't believe that I get to do the things that I get to do. You know, the good comes with the bad, the ups comes with the downs, ins comes with the outs, whatever it may be. I'm so excited I get to come up to Mountain Village, Alaska. Oh, man, I get to be there for the next 3 days, and I'm excited about it. I've never been up there, and I'm going. You know, but I got to take about a 9-hour flight. That's the frustrating part. That's the boring part. 9-hour flight there, a 9-hour flight back. You know, overnight flight, get back home. Basically going up to where Russia is. I know they're closer to Russia than they are to, you know, to Canada. But in saying that, you know, the bad comes with the good. I'm excited about it. I'm not excited about the trip, but I'm excited about the opportunity. So you have to learn how to balance. You're going to have to take, you know, there's going to be things that are going to go right for you. There's going to be things that go wrong for you. But you know what? That's what we call that life. But this is an awesome, real job because it is real. Whatever you put into it, that's what you're going to get out of it. So if you're sitting there and you want to be this advocate and you want to make a difference, well, you're going to get out of what you put into it. If you're part-time with wanting to make a difference, then you're only going to get part-time results. If you're miserable at your job, expect to be miserable tomorrow unless you decide to love your job and to turn it up and to make a difference. You have to be where you're going to be happy. If you're not happy, then get out of it. Move on. Don't waste your time doing it. Don't waste your time on it. See what I'm saying? So, When these phone calls came, you know, I can't give you how to be a tribal figure, an advocate. Can't do that. But I can only share with you what I shared with this group at the Seventh Generation Conference and my good friend Holly, you know, is this. Buy your name. Buy your website name. Buy your domain name. Whatever your name is, buyit.com. Take that domain name. It's going to cost you about $100+ a year to buy it for the I think it's like, no, actually it's like $14 to buy your name. Host it. Hosting it runs anywhere from $100 to $150 a year. Okay, I'm sure I lost probably some of you now. Oh, gosh. Now I got to invest in who I am. I got to invest in what I want to become. I've got to invest in making a difference. If you don't want to pay the $150, then fine. Don't listen. But some of you who do want to keep going from here, after you do that, you pay for the domain name, and after you pay for the hosting of your website. You have to house your website. Buy you a website. Don't always count on social media because there's a lot of companies out there. There's a lot of people out there. They don't want to look on a Facebook. They don't want to look on Instagram. They don't want to look at Snapchat. They don't want to look at Twitter. If they do, they only want to see your behavior. They only want to see your pattern. They only want to see what you're saying. We should not hire this person because this is how he or she is in social media, the things that they say, how they represent themselves. Well, we hire them, then they're representing us. They want to see the professional side, which is a website. If you're a photographer, if you're a curriculum develop, if you develop curriculum, if you're a great grant writer, don't just let it be word of mouth. Get it out there. Put your name out there and let's go from there. So in saying that, you know, buy you a website. Websites, I guess, are free, but just remember you're going to get what you pay for. Okay? You're going to get what you pay for. I bought my website for $1,200. And, you know, I'm just going to use my business hat right now. I got that back. I got that opportunity back. So it's all about how you present yourself. So buy your website and put every single idea, everything that you want to do, everything that you want to become, put it on your website. All right. So now you're in the hole, you know, you're in the hole. About $1,300, $1,400. Put everything that you want to become, what you stand for, put it on your website. Be creative and be positive when it comes to the social media outlets. Be positive. Be an example. Don't put derogatory things in your social media. Don't put disrespectful pictures on Instagram. Don't rant on Twitter. Be very, very professional. Carry yourself with dignity and respect, okay? Carry yourself as if somebody wants to hire you to do freelance photography, to do, you know, curriculum development, to do grant writing. After you do that, it's all about appearance. How are you going to, what type of appeal are you going to have? It's about appearance. It's about presentation. You have to do these things. This is what the modern world is looking for. This is what the tribal sector is looking for or needs to look for. It's about how you carry yourself. Crazy. One of my job descriptions. I hired myself. I know it's crazy. I gave myself a 401k. I gave myself retirement. I gave myself health insurance, life insurance, whatever it may be. I built a small company called Cloudboy Consulting, which does a lot of, obviously consulting, curriculum development, you know, whatnot. That's what we do. Facilitate events. We provide a service. We don't provide a product. We provide a service. If we do provide a product, you can go online at chantrish.com, check out our product page. But we do provide a small one there, but more than anything, you know, you have to make yourself a brand. You got to brand yourself. One of my job descriptions, I know this sounds crazy, is working out. There's days that I don't want to. There's days that I do want to lay around and I want to come up with an excuse not to work out. My calves hurt. My ankle hurts. You know, I just, you know, I don't like cardio. I'm too busy. I work late. You know, hey, you know what? Believe it or not, I have those excuses too. I just choose not to use them, you know. If working out was easy and if working out was convenient, everybody would do it, just so that you know. But that's one of my job descriptions, is I got to get up and I have to work out, you know, not because I want to look buff, I want to look built. You know, people who really know me, you can tell, like, that dude, he does not work out. He don't even care about working out. That's what I mean. That's in my job description, you know, is to work out. Another job description is to have a radio show and to write and to, you know, focus on work, send out emails, you know, let the communities know when we're in the area, you know, do, you know, my obligations to One Chance Leadership, our outreach program. I've got to spend an hour a day and keeping, you know, us up and running and moving and going. And you should check out a One Chance Leadership program someday. Talk about motivational showcase through humor and hip-hop, positive message. That's chantrush.com. Check it out. See how fun that was to say that? ChanceRush.com. Or hold on. OneChanceLeadership.com. See how fun that was to say that? You have a website. Now you can just go log on and see what OneChanceLeadership.com is all about and all the really cool stuff that we got to do. The reason why I'm saying all this about, you know, my job description or whatever is because you have to be disciplined in what you want to become and what you want to do. The biggest thing is to make sure that you are 100% invested. You have to be full-time in what you want to do, whatever you want to become. So if it means staying at this job for another 6-7 months, saving up your money, putting money aside to start who you are and what you want to become and what you want to provide, save it up. Invest in yourself. One of the greatest investments you can ever do is have that spiritual element to get the guidance and the understanding. Because let me tell you something. There's so many of you listening right now. You have a wonderful substance that people need and people want. So why not do that full time? Why not be available for communities whenever they need you? They need your gifts. They need your support. They need your outreach, your perspective. They need your service. Why not live that awesome experience? That's just some of the people that I'm talking to. Others, they're happy where they're at, and I'm happy for you. You know, I have great relationships with individuals who don't work for themselves. I have great relationships, and I wouldn't be able to have that fabulous relationship with people if it wasn't for their job. What I'm simply saying is don't wait for a bus to pull up and ask if you want to go be successful. Go out there. Make it happen. And be successful. Make a difference. Be that person that you want to be. Do the things that you want to go out in society and do. It is all up to you. But you have to be 100% invested. You have to be full-time with what you got on. I mean, with what you're doing with your life. Another thing is, you know, just how you conduct yourself and how you carry yourself. It's important. This job isn't easy. Tonight, I'm in a hotel room in Phoenix, Arizona. I get off the phone. I mean, when I get done working here, I'm going to get in bed. I'm going to wake up early in the morning. I'm going to fly way out west in Alaska. I'm away from my family. I'm away from my home. I'm away from my comfort. It can be lonesome on the road. It can be frustrating on the road. It could be tiring on the road. But this is what I signed up for. And I can't blame anybody. I can't accuse anybody. This is what I signed up for. This is what I want to do. To me, it's the greatest job in the world. And I'm so thankful that my Creator gave me the tools to create it and to develop it. And I'm going to tell you out there, creating your own job is an awesome experience and it's a wonderful feeling. So if you're sitting there tonight and you're not happy, and you want to do some amazing, great, wonderful things, and go do it. Make it happen. Save that money. Put it aside. Write down what you want to become. Write down what you want to do. Write down how you want to make a difference. Write down what it's going to take. Write down what you can offer. Put it all down. Because one of these days, when you buy that website, you're going to have that opportunity to put every single word that you believe in on there for others to view, others to see. You may get people who will view your website because they want to hire you for something. They want you to come to their community for something. Or simply because they just want to see what you're doing and get an idea so that they can move forward. Or because you can bless them in that way. You can show your support in the things that you do. But you have to be invested in who you are. You have to be invested in what you want to become. I want you to join me next week for next Sunday night's message. Breaking news. Breaking news. Ending country to elevate. Ending country will elevate to the next level. It's a crazy title. Ending country will elevate to the next level. That's breaking news. Simple things. So join me next Sunday night, 9 p.m. Central, as I broadcast live from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I want you guys to all do me a favor. I want you to go to my website and click on the upcoming dates, that whatever the events and dates. I want you to click onto that. And I want you to pick out one of the dates that I'm on, that I'm on the road. And there's a description on there. And I want you to pray for just one of those dates. I want you to pray for me as I go to that community. Okay, please do that for me, because, you know, I know that planes are safe and hotels are warm and the food is good and healthy. But at the end of the day, prayer is what makes everything work for me. Prayer is everything that I count on. It's everything that I invest in. And, you know, I'm not a hypocrite in saying this. I stumble a lot when it comes to, you know, work, when it comes to my social life, when it comes to my family, you know. I stumble a lot. But prayer, you know, is the glue. It's the answer. And you know, I'll pray for you, but you pray for me. I want you to, you know, say a prayer with me. And you know, I want to make sure that I'm here for anybody that ever wants to talk. If you ever need to talk, I'm at chance@chancerush.com. You can also inbox me, message me, whatever it may be. I just want to thank you guys all for letting me spend some time with you this evening, and I just want to say God bless to each and every one of you. Thank you for listening on how to be a tribal figure and an advocate. I wish I had all the answers, but at the end of the day, whatever you become, that's just how it's going to be. You want to be a lawyer? You got to do lawyer things to become one. You want to be a doctor? You got to do medical things to become a doctor. You want to be a preacher? You got to do church stuff to be a preacher. Same way with being a public speaker. You have to invest in who you are. You got to stand up for what you believe in. You have to do it in a manner that's healthy and that's helpful, you know, and not you know, it's got to be understandable and it's got to be positive and encouraging. So in saying that, again, I want to thank Bird Inc. for the opportunity. Please keep me in your prayer. I'm coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, about to get on this airplane in about 8 hours. I'm going to fly up to Anchorage. I'm going to stay the night in Anchorage, and I'm going to head into Mountain Village, Alaska. Again, you know, Shirley Couchy, here I come. Oklahoma boy is going to come up there, you know, bring my crazy accent. I want to give a shout out to everybody back in Newtown, North Dakota, my hometown, 3 affiliated tribe. I love each and every one of you, and I want you to know, man, I'm proud and I'm grateful and I'm thankful to be Hadassah, and to all my relatives, all my people in El Reno, 312 Hope Avenue, that's where I come from. I want to say good night. I want to say God bless, and I want to thank you all for listening to me tonight. To do this next week, please join me April 24th. Breaking news.